China says it will, quote, retaliate against the U.S. decision to impose diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics. U.S. athletes will still be able to compete. The Biden administration is protesting what it calls the ongoing genocide and crimes against the Uyghurs, an ethnic minority group in China. Human rights organizations report that more than 1 million Uyghurs are being held captive and used as forced labor. Rushan Abbas is the founder and executive director of the Campaign for Uyghurs. She believes her sister was abducted by the Chinese government in 2018.
Her daughters and granddaughters, they all live here in the United States. They have been living in a daily torment without any news of their mother and grandmother for more than 3 years. That's 40 months now. And my husband's entire family is missing in the camps. Elderly parents, siblings, nieces and the nephews, total of 24 people. Yet, the China's getting rewarded for this by hosting Olympic Games.
Abbas is speaking on Capitol Hill today in support of the Uyghur Human Rights Protection Act, which would make it easier for Uyghurs to apply for resettlement here in the United States. I caught up with Abbas earlier and asked her reaction to the diplomatic boycott.
It's always a positive step when the efforts of thousands of activists and individuals are made to manifest into the concrete action. And what we saw yesterday is no different. Our administration, President Biden, announcing the United States will engage a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics is it really pleased me. But at the same time, that's just the bare minimum. I wish it was more than that.
So along with these sanctions, as well as declaring what's happening genocide and now this diplomatic boycott of the games, what more would you like to see the U.S. do?
Well, the genocide must be our red line. And I hope that the Olympics will not happen in Beijing, because that's normalizing the modern day slavery, normalizing the genocide and the concentration camps. And we want to see more of at least this kind of bare minimum action from the other like-minded countries. As someone whose sister is in the concentration camps today, as you know, someone who's affected by this genocide, I really want to see our government and the other like-minded Western democratic countries do not engage with this genocidal regime, enabling their economy and allowing them to murder more people. The Uyghur genocide has cast a shadow over these games. When we contacted the Olympic Committee, International Olympic Committee, I was extremely disappointed when they tried to defend themselves. They tried to hide behind the saying things like the Olympic Games cannot be political. Well, when the IOC says it can't be political, so let me ask this. Are these words political, or did they pierce whatever remnant of conscience left when Uyghur women are forced to marry men they don't love for fear of being called extremist for refusing and taken to the concentration camps?
The hard line for you is to see the games canceled. We are seeing other countries like Australia and Canada and the UK considering their own boycott. Could you see this action by the US and the consideration from other nations as a first step?
Yes, it is a long overdue action, and it's a very important first step. But Beijing beat us to the punch by announcing that they would not invite U.S. diplomats. Look at their attitude and temper tantrum they are throwing following the announcement that Beijing engaged in the further threats, actually. So for this reason, we hope that our administration will have more bold call to action in bringing allies on board and a strong, decisive, clear China policy. We need to have a strong response to China's authoritarian bullying.
Rushan Abbas is the founder and executive director of the nonprofit Campaign for Uyghurs. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.